Good morning. It is Sunday, December 21st, 2025 at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tech news. New York has taken a significant step in the oversight of artificial intelligence, with Governor Kathy Hochul signing the Regulating AI Safety and Ethics, or RAISE Act, into law. The legislation mandates that large-scale AI developers publish comprehensive information regarding their safety protocols and report any significant safety incidents to the state within a 72-hour window. This move establishes a key state-level regulatory framework for AI safety, signaling a shift from industry self-regulation toward government intervention. The complexities of the regulatory landscape are also being highlighted by iRobot founder Colin Angle. In a recent interview, Angle detailed the grueling 18-month federal review process that ultimately led to the collapse of Amazon's acquisition of his company. He argues that the prolonged uncertainty and eventual failure of the deal, which he attributes to regulatory overreach, serves as a cautionary tale that could stifle American innovation by making it harder for smaller companies to achieve successful exits. The impact of government policy on the tech sector is also being felt in talent management. Law firms representing both Google and Apple are reportedly advising employees who require a visa stamp for re-entry to avoid all international travel. The warnings are a response to unusually long visa processing times, which could leave foreign workers stranded abroad, disrupting projects and affecting the industry's access to its global talent pool. On the product front, OpenAI is giving users more granular control over their interactions with ChatGPT. A new feature allows users to adjust the chatbot's personality, specifically its levels of warmth, enthusiasm, and its use of emojis, indicating a trend toward greater personalization in AI interfaces. Business news. Turning to the markets, the intense competition for AI expertise is forcing major financial commitments from global tech firms. ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, has announced significant pay raises and increased bonuses for its employees. The move is a direct effort to retain top talent amid a fierce bidding war for engineers and researchers with AI skills, underscoring the high premium on human capital in the current technology cycle. In the media sector, a major consolidation may be on the horizon as Warner Bros. Discovery gains market attention following reports of a potential takeover bid from Netflix. While in early stages, the move would dramatically reshape the streaming landscape by combining two massive content libraries and escalating pressure on competitors. Elsewhere, enterprise technology spending shows signs of continued strength. Data cloud company Snowflake has raised its financial guidance for fiscal year 2026, citing robust demand from large enterprise customers. This positive outlook is a key indicator for the broader cloud computing and data analytics market, suggesting corporations are continuing to invest heavily in the digital infrastructure required to support advanced AI operations. World news. On the global stage, the United States has conducted a massive series of strikes against Islamic State targets across Syria, calling it a direct response to a deadly attack on U.S. forces last week. The military action represents a significant escalation in counterterrorism operations in the Middle East. Separately, tensions with Venezuela are rising after the U.S. seized a second oil tanker off the nation's coast as part of a broader sanctions enforcement strategy, further straining relations. In Hong Kong, the trial of billionaire media tycoon Jimmy Lai is proceeding, with the pro-democracy advocate facing life in prison. The case is being closely watched internationally as a key indicator of civil liberties and judicial independence in the city under the national security law. That is your briefing for today. Stay focused.